live. This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country with the focus on battleground states. With just 4 days to go until the election, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are focusing their campaigns on states that could get them the most electoral votes. Speaking in New Hampshire, Trump said that Clinton cannot be trusted to be president because of her email server scandal.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigning in Pennsylvania, said that Trump is too mercurial to be president of the United States.
And think about what it would mean to entrust the nuclear codes to someone with a very thin skin who lashes out at anyone who challenges him.
Trump is campaigning in Ohio and Pennsylvania as well on Friday. Clinton has stops in the Midwestern states of Michigan and Ohio, where she'll be joined by hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and his wife, superstar performer Beyoncé. A new poll, meanwhile, has found that a great majority of voters say they are disgusted with both presidential hopefuls, but that does not appear to have discouraged millions from voting. A New York Times CBS News poll found that 80% of those surveyed said they felt the candidates' campaigns have left them repulsed. However, more than 36.5 million Americans have voted already. U.S. and state officials are looking into a possible plot by al-Qaeda to launch an attack before the election. New York City police officials said Friday they're working with the FBI and their own intelligence units to assess the threat. This is VOA News. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and more than 100 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. Officials say the blast took place near a police station where opposition lawmakers are being held. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the joint leaders of the People's Democratic Party, the parliament's second-biggest opposition grouping, and at least 12 lawmakers from that party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight in a terrorism investigation. Opposition fighters fired mortars, that is, on a corridor set aside for rebels and residents to leave the besieged eastern Syrian city of Aleppo during a humanitarian pause. Vladimir Savchenko, the head of the Russian Center for Reconciliation of Warring Sides in Syria, condemned the actions and said it would not help the cause of the Syrian rebels. He said if militants think that it's possible to reach peace on their conditions or achieve certain goals, then they are making a huge mistake. Russian and Syrian officials said 2 Russian soldiers and a Syrian journalist were injured during the humanitarian pause, which had been unilaterally announced by Moscow. Russia had called for a 10-hour ceasefire Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. Police and city officials in northern Paris on Friday moved hundreds of migrants from a camp that recently grew into a new challenge for the French government. Migrants boarded buses to temporary shelters for processing in an operation that began before dawn on Friday. Aid groups say that between 2,000 and 3,000 migrants have camped out in the area in recent weeks. Hundreds of thousands of Chicago Cubs fans packed the city streets to celebrate the team's World Series baseball championship. The Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians 8-7 on Wednesday night to win the World Series for the first time in 108 years. The U.S. economy added 161,000 jobs in October in the last jobs report before the election. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped to 4.9%. The October numbers do fall short of those from the first 9 months of the year. On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble, with the S&P 500 dropping for its 9th straight day. The index was down 0.17% on Friday. The Dow and the Nasdaq were both down 0.24%. European and Asian markets also closed lower. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.